inspired by my good friend on Audioboo, on Periscope, and on Twitter, Fireman Rich, I want to join in the activity of tell an old joke on Friday, whatever date it is, 24th of July. So I was introduced today in his podcast, during his podcast, by Rich to the idea that today is a particularly good day to share some jokes that you've probably heard before, certainly have been around for a long time. So I've got two to share. I'm usually hopeless at remembering jokes, absolutely hopeless, and not particularly good at telling them either. So I'm going to, but, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. So here we go. Here's the first one. There was an Irish paddy, and he went looking for a job on a building site in London. And he went to the building site where they were doing a lot of construction work. And he went to the charge hand or the foreman or whoever was in charge. And your man was a kind of cockney, a cocky cockney. And he said, right, mate, you can't get a job on this site unless you know the difference between a joist and a girder. And he said to Paddy, he said, come on, what's the difference between a joist and a girder? And Paddy was quiet. Paddy was kind of deep in thought. And the cocky cockney said, right, Mike, come on, hurry up, hurry up. Come on, get your leg over. Come on, what is it? What is it? The difference between a joist and a girder? And there was another long pause. And right, mate, you might as well bugger off out of here. Right, you got to know the difference between a joist and a girder or you're not getting a job. And Paddy looked him in the eye and Paddy said, well, Goethe wrote Faust and Joyce wrote Ulysses. Okay. It's an old one. Paddy got the job. Or did he get the job? We'll never know. So right, let me give you another one. And this is my second and last one, I promise. Last one, I promise. And this is a even shorter one. And I don't have to make a pathetic attempt at an East End Cockney accent, right? 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 Anyway, I don't have to do that. And so here we go. Here's an Irish one. A real Irish one. And like all good jokes, I can't remember where I got it from, but I think I got it from my daughter. Anyway, here we go. What did St. Patrick say to the snakes when he was driving them out of Ireland? Okay, so what did St. Patrick say to the snakes when he was driving them out of Ireland? I'll leave a bit of time for you to make your own guesses. Right, so the answer is, St. Patrick said, "You're all right in the back, lads." You're all right in the back, lads. I'll leave the penny drop if you probably got it already straight away. Anyway, they're my two old jokes added to the whatever Byron Rich called it, old joke day or something. Thank you, Rich. Thank you very much. I'll do better next year. Bye.